What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Henry Consulting files a writ of mandamus against the New Orleans City Council, saying that their ministerial duty was to sign off on this contract, a long-term contract, one in greater than $1 million, and would go on for about 7 years, if my memory serves me correct. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously on a 3-0 vote says no. That is not a ministerial duty because it requires the action of the council, authorizing the president of the council to sign the contract. And here to talk to us about it is Sydney Torres, Ivy Waste owner. Sydney, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Noel.
This has been a long and circuitous trail. It's got to be very frustrating. Your thoughts this morning?
Well, it's been frustrating. It's been a long battle and fight for the citizens that got involved with the lawsuit from the citizen side all the way up to the Supreme Court and won. And then now the Fourth Circuit basically siding with the council and IV on this issue here, which is the right thing to do. And so I think it's relief. I think it gives the French Quarter businesses and residents some relief that they've been dealing with for the last few months. And we can continue to do the job that we're doing here until they can put out either a new RFP or negotiate with us to do something long term.
Are you anticipating that this case is going to be appealed to the Louisiana Supreme Court?
I mean, if I was in Henry's shoes, I mean, obviously he has the right to do whatever he needs to do. But I mean, I think it's pretty clear what the 3-judge panel did. And I think the Supreme Court would probably see it in the same way because it's the way that the law is written. And I think that they would probably side with the 3 justices on the Fourth Circuit. But again, he has the right to take it up. But if it was me and I was in his shoes, I wouldn't waste the money.
Obviously, the mayor's doubled down, maybe even tripled down or quadrupled down on this issue. We now have this intervening indictment. I got to imagine that she sits on the sidelines now.
You know, I mean, look, it's hard to say, right? Because we all have experienced different things in the past with this mayor. And, you know, whether she allows the process to, you know, play out past her term and sits on the sideline or, you know, gets heavily involved and aggressive again to fight it. I think she's probably going to sit on the side with all the issues that are going on right now. Hard to tell, but I think if she wanted to do the right thing for the people and the citizens and the taxpayers, she'd allow the process to play out and either negotiate or do a long-term, negotiate or put it out to bid again and get all the right specs in the RFP. You know, I want to be clear. Even I was on the bid, even if I was $1 million cheaper, I still wouldn't have won because they opened up the pricing after. So, you know, when I looked at all the grading was really strange for, you know, how they graded this deal from the beginning. If anybody ever wants to look at that, they should, because they, you know, you look at experience and Henry got, you know, a higher point than I did, and he doesn't even own trucks. He's not even in the garbage business. He's a consultant. And, you know, the French Quarter is not an easy thing to clean and keep clean. You got to have the foundation. You know, you were a sheriff. You got to have the service trucks and the parts and all the correct equipment to do the job, and he just didn't have it. So, I mean, look, at the end of the day, there's a lot there, and I think, like Joe Thread said, Gilbert Montano, this CAO who's now moving to the zoo, the Audubon Institute, I think right now, I think they all have said it in front of the council under oath that it should go out to rebid and start all over, rewrite the specs to match what we are doing, and get the right pricing in place and you know, redo the whole thing.
That was the thing that I found kind of disconcerting, is why go through the exercise of developing bid specs all the while knowing, and I have nothing to prove this, but my suspicion is they knew exactly what they were going to do, that they weren't going to hold Henry Consulting to those bid specs, that it, that they were going to change. And the reason that I feel that is that it one communication and all of a sudden bonding requirements went away. Another communication and this went away. And, you know, they had meetings outside of meetings privately. And then one thing that they told their staff, the next day they did a 180 on it. So it was evident to me that the intent always was to modify those provisions. I don't know if you felt similar, but as I looked at it from afar, there was no doubt in my mind.
Well, I mean, I think I would agree with you because, you know, when you look at what we're responsible for, IV is responsible for majority of the city, 90% of the city's garbage. And when we bid the contract, I never had any direct contract with the mayor. I never was able to talk to her. I didn't even try, but I'm just saying my lawyers dealt with it. But when we were dealing with it, we had asked, could we take out the cancellation curve for convenience? Because I had to spend $18 million to buy trucks for 130,000 homes to pick up. And so they said, absolutely not. You cannot take out the cancellation for convenience because there's, you know, the mayor's going out and she doesn't want to bind the next mayor. And you agreed to sign that in the RFP when you bid on this. You accepted those terms and that's what it's going to be. So the idea that he had direct contact with her, and what's interesting, you know, when you look back at this, you know, between the airport and, you know, between 2022, 2023, the airport, you know, you had Jazzland that's sitting there, and then you have the DDD that he got, and then the French Quarter. This all happened in a very short amount of time for someone who's not even in this type of business. You know, it's to me, it's very alarming to see that. And so it's going to be interesting as all this stuff unfolds. Is there anything there, right? Because for to push this, for Henry to get all millions and millions of dollars worth of work, like the airport and Jazzland, that's, you know, in the DDD and then the French Quarter, and not even being in the business, you know, I mean, there's a big talk about race. It has nothing to do with race. You know, 95% of my employees are black. It's the owner of the company. And so, you know, Troy wants to make it about race. It's not about race. It's about qualifications, financial statements that can support this type of bonding and someone that has the experience of 20 years doing this type of work. And that's the real issue there. So it'll be interesting to see how all this unplays, because I'm sure there's a lot of text messages and phone calls going back and forth to convince the mayor to go forward with this when everybody, including her top brass, telling her that he wasn't ready, he didn't have the equipment, but yet still pushing to get it to try to go forward, I think is very interesting. Look, I don't wish indictments on anybody, even someone who's my, you know, I don't wish that on anybody, and I feel sorry for her family with this whole thing. But at the end of the day, there's no reason to have to spend and waste all this money on legal fees with the city paying all these legal fees on something that's just common sense. Leave it alone. Let the courts decide and move forward. Look, when Paulette Irons, Judge Irons, did that mandamus, you know very well as in the legal field, you know, you can't have any discretion when you do a mandamus. And that was a very strong move from Judge Irons to do. But I'm glad it got corrected. And we'll see what he does, if he goes to the Supreme Court or not.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Let me ask you this question. I mean, I know the cancellation for convenience, issue is a big one. And I may have been one of the first to recognize and notice this, that in the contract as well, Henry Consultant was paid on the front end of the month as opposed to being paid on the back end. I have never seen a contract like that. And as you well know, I was Harry Lee's CFO for a long time, from 1994 to 2007, and negotiated a lot of contracts during that period of time. I have never in my career ever seen a contract like that. Do you have any contracts like that?
Absolutely not. I mean, that's just not, I mean, it's, I've never heard of anything like it. I've never seen anything like it, especially on something of this size, $80 million. I mean, it's, you know, you just can't have that. You have to have a company that has the ability to float the costs, put up the money, and have the financial standing to weather any storm, hurricanes, or anything that can happen, and to have a where you can submit your invoice within 10 days and get paid before the month is up, and then have a 50% bond so there's no recourse to come back for the city and the taxpayers to have anything to come back and fight to get their money back. You know, I've never seen anything like that before. It's just crazy that was even allowed. I mean, that's why when Gilbert was in front of the council, they asked, did the CFO sign off on this? Because the city has a requirement in their charter that the CFO has to approve it. The CFO didn't even approve it, and they did that. So there was a lot of meetings and people getting together with Henry privately with the mayor and stuff. And again, I don't understand why it was so important to her to push it so hard and go against the taxpayers, the city of New Orleans, and all the people that were saying, hey, let the legal process play out. But she was determined to try to make this work. And in a way, even, you know, pushing it, Oliver Thomas pushing it, knowing that, you know, he didn't vote to overturn that emergency when they try to, you know, undo the emergency that she created in the middle of the night. And then went met with Troy Henry to go cut a deal to sign the emergency to get him in right away. Who would, like, I know he's running for mayor, Oliver Thomas, but who would go and push that? Why is that a good idea for the taxpayers and for the French Quarter to have a deal where somebody has a, they get prepaid before the month's up and they're not even in the garbage business? It just doesn't make sense, you know? So I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how this plays out.
It certainly makes your business model a lot easier when the city is actually providing the working capital for your business entity as opposed to the business owner, right? Because that's what it is.
Who wouldn't want that? Yeah, but who wouldn't want that? I mean,
exactly.
That's an amazing deal. I mean, who doesn't want to get their money before the month's up? Who doesn't want to cut their 50%? Do you realize how much money you save by a 50% bond and getting prepaid so you don't have to float? And the biggest one that no one's really talking about is the cancellation for convenience. Because the cancellation for convenience, Newell, and you know this, being with the sheriff's office and all the assets that y'all had, I mean, at the end of the day, you can term this out for the 7 years and you can give a much better price and you could have gotten more competition if you took out the cancellation for convenience. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Now, hopefully this thing is finally put to rest. Hopefully we can get to a process that actually follows the Home Rule Charter. It's amazing how, on the one hand, they all want to follow the rules and the provisions under the Home Rule Charter, but they're the same group that's actually violating all the rules and provisions provided for under the Home Rule Charter. I don't know, man. It's kind of a head scratcher to me. It makes little to no sense. Cindy, best of
That's
luck
right.
to you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Keep the faith.
Thank you, Newell. Amen.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.